What other things is what kind of we need to look for if I'm buying a policy? What I need to look for, and what I not want to pay for?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go just on price. You want to go on coverage. You know, that's your asset. You bought a home. You got your a lot of your savings or your life savings in it. You want to make sure that you've got it insured at replacement cost and what it's going to truly cost to replace that. And the way insurance companies look at it, if you had a total loss, what is it going to take to go and clean that old debris up and rebuild it to the same specs that it was before? A lot of people get confused to saying, well, you know, I can't sell my house for that. Well, we're not looking for, you know, what you can buy or sell it for. It's what you can replace it. Because if you have a total loss, you're still going to have to replace that. You can't just, I guess you could clear it off and sell the lot. But so you want to make sure you have the coverage along with the price.
Replacement cost.
Replacement cost.
Huge word.
Replacement cost. And you want to make sure you got foundation coverage. There is areas in this town where we're having shifting and stuff and clay, so you want to make sure you have some foundation coverage built into that.
Well, you talk about that because, and you say that, you know, and you can build on sand. We've talked about this before. You can build on anything.
Yeah.
But in San Angelo, Texas, if you drive around you drive to the Bluffs, you drive to Bentwood, you drive anywhere in between, we have red clay.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
You know, what they call the red arroyo, that's mm-hmm. how they got the name.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So knowing that, talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you want to make sure you have, you know, when you don't want to cut costs. If you're building a home, you want to have an engineer design that slab.
I agree.
So it's tested for the soil that you're building it on, and they're basically building it so you don't have to worry about shifting land and stuff like that. Because slabs are covered if it's a peril, so like, you know, broken water line or something like that. But just shifting of ground, there's some real gray areas where it's covered because that's sort of like earthquake. So you got homeowners insurance, you got earthquake insurance, and you got flood insurance. And nobody that I know sells earthquake insurance around here. You buy that in California.
I don't think we'd need it, would we?
No. But you want to worry about the shifting ground and stuff. So you want to make sure you got a good slab. And when you're buying a house, you know, I'm sure you have people in inspection. They check for you know, cracks and defects and shifting ground stuff. So,
well, and we had Ron Wakefield, who's past president of TAR and you know, huge realtor and owner of a big mortgage company. But he's talking about San Antonio. He said almost every slab they do is post-tension mm-hmm. or engineered.
Yep.
And just because there's soil up there.
Yep.
And that, like you said, that's just good business. I'm going to go back one thing you said, and I agree with you 100%. And I got an example used to me. I thought it was a pretty cute one. You know, I've heard people in the real estate world say, well, it's all the same. We can do the same. We can do the same as anybody else for cheaper. Or I can sell insurance cheaper than you can. Well, I heard a guy, he said, well, you know what? You go get you a $5 steak anywhere you want, and then you go out to Twin Mountains and order scraps. And they're both steaks, but you tell me they're the same.
That's right.
Because, folks, they're not the same.
They're not. So
there's a big difference.
You get what you pay for, but you want, you know, if you're just going by price, you're normally going to be you got a big chance of being dissatisfied.
Well, okay, but let's say I have a $100,000 house. And that lot cost me $20,000.
Yeah.
Can I insure it for 80? Because the lot's not going to go away. Because the replacement cost, I'm probably going to have to insure it for 100.
Well, no, you really have to, you know, what is it going to cost to build that structure? And the other part is, remember, is clean up. You know, if you've ever mm-hmm. been involved in a fire, you know, you got a burnt structure there. You know, they're not going to just haul that away and for free. You know, you might have $15,000 or $20,000 in cost, and then you know you always want to make sure you have a building ordinance built into your policy. You know, that's say you got an older home and you go to rebuild it, and now there's all new codes that the city's implied in building codes that they have to do differently when it was originally built. So you want to make sure you have building ordinance coverage in there also. Just lots of things, you know. What you want to do is sit down with your agent and go over everything and all your concerns and all the risk and make sure you understand what all the coverage. I'm so surprised that the people come in and we sit there and talk about, explain a policy to them. And they normally we get a thank you. Gosh, I wish somebody had done that before. I had no idea what that meant.
Well, and I believe this, too. I mean, you need to know your insurance person.
Yeah.
You know, life insurance, anything else to make sure they're going to take care of your needs too.
That's correct.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're talk about some renter's insurance and a lot of other different types of stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Well, PK, that was a real good explanation on our insurance so far. One thing we talked about earlier, too, renters. I promise you're fixing to see a dramatic turnover in rent houses or people living in rent houses.
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about when they move in. Okay, I own the house. I have it covered with you. In fact, you have several rent houses covered for me. We can talk about that, too.
Yep.
And I'm covered if the house burns down for the house.
Correct.
But they have their stereo, their TV, their all their stuff in there. Talk about that.
They have no coverage unless they buy a renter's policy. And it just shocks me how many people don't do it. And it's so affordable, and it gives them a peace of mind, you know. So a renter's policy is going to take care of your personal belongings. And people don't, you know, they think, oh, I don't have anything. Well, go back and add. Okay, you got clothes. How much it costs to replace them? Do you have a TV, a bedroom suit, sheets, you know, chairs, dining room table, refrigerator, you know, so, you know, microwave, you start adding all those stuff up and, you know, well, you know, I've got $20,000, $25,000, $50,000 in here, but you can get a renter's policy, very affordable. And it comes with liability to protect you too, in case, somebody's over visiting you and gets hurt, or somebody, even if it's, a fraudulent, you know, claim, you know, you've got, you know, protection. And renter's insurance is very affordable, and I recommend it for everybody. And a lot of times, if you with your agent, if you got your auto with them too, you can still get a little bit of a discount sometimes, sort of a multi-policy discount. So
I was talking to some of my realtor friends in Austin. For sure, the major apartment complexes there, mm-hmm. it's a requirement. They yeah. will not lease to you unless you bring them a renter's policy.
Sure. Yeah. And they're smart doing that because, you know, if something breaks in, and, you know, theft's your biggest one you worry about in an apartment complex. So, you know, theft is covered on these renter's policy. And you want to protect your assets. You worked hard for your assets. Pay a little bit to protect them, you know. And the other thing that people don't think about is personal stuff and schedule them. So, you know, with your homeowners or your renter's policy, you've got, you know, your property protection, and it's got a deductible that you're going to agree to, you know, on your policy with your agent. But we all have things that are really important to us. Maybe it's a, you know, it's a wedding ring or a nice necklace, or it's a piece of art we paid a lot for, or some in Texas, a lot of it's some guns and stuff like that. So we need to protect those. And if the way you do that properly is schedule them. So you say, like, you give your spouse or significant other, you know, a nice necklace, you know, it's worth $4,000 or $5,000. Well, if it's broken into, the house, well, you're going to have to prove that it's theft, you know, just because a lot of times it just disappeared. You're going out for dinner and you come back and, oh, where's my necklace? Where's my ring? What did I do with it? So if it's just on a regular policy, you got to prove theft to have it covered. And then there's always a limitation on jewelry, on the policies, how much they pay out for that. And then you got your deductible. And if it's 1% of your home value, you might be looking at a couple $1,000s. Where if you schedule it, then, you know, the deductible can be $50 to $200 or $250, and a mysterious disappearance comes into play. So you're out for the evening, you come back, oh my God, my necklace is gone. It wasn't stolen. I don't know what happened. Well, that's a mysterious disappearance. Or you, after the maids came, it's a week later, you can't find it. We can't prove that somebody stole it. It's just missing. It's covered, and then you only got a small deductible, and it's covered for the amount that you insured it for. It's a $5,000 ring. They're going to give you $5,000 less your deductible. And schedule all those things, and it's cheap to schedule, but then you got peace of mind.